cliffcentral.com.
Did you know that auditing is an in-depth review of an organization's account books to ensure that the money is spent correctly and according to the rules? Auditors are known as the taxpayers' watchdogs. This anti-corruption segment is brought to you by Expose It, a platform where you can safely and easily report bribery and corruption. Report via our website, www.exposeit.org.za, or with your phone by dialing *134*1105#.
Evolution.
The Football Show. It's a philosophy on cliffcentral.com.
Hallelujah. 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 For the Lord God gave us his greatness. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
It's Wednesday, and it is the Football Show, a show about football, a show about Leicester City as champions, the last week of actual football, Barcelona doping, Bayern Munich doping, Mamelodi Sundowns, Pizzo Musimane, the Josie Cats, Judge Mabel Jansen, and Mrs. South Africa semi-finalist Trice Mazwi. Now, I keep on saying this, Mrs. South Africa. It's not like Miss South Africa. I mean, I've been speaking to people about this and they keep on saying, oh, it's Mrs. South Africa. It's Mrs. South Africa. So it's basically like a beauty pageant for like hot cougars.
Yo.
Yo. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
It's like a beauty pageant for hot cougars. Anyway, as usual, I'm joined in the studio by the God, the Eminent, Mr. Durag Jesus. What
the
up,
one
Durag?
And only.
What up, Durag?
Might not come when you want, but I'm always on time.
Okay, Ja Rule.
Better late than never. I know you getting bored. Chilling with Gula. Anyways.
Can I start with your intro?
Yes, please.
Rumor has it that he is currently wading through manuscript upon manuscript of ancient Dothraki texts and scriptures from the city of Essos in order to come up with an answer to the oft-neglected question in Game of Thrones.
Fantasy.
Who in the Seven Kingdoms has the most firebox? And that he has enlisted his little birds to personally taste the fossilized remnants of box juices from Westeros in order to finally put the matter to rest. All we know is that he is the oracle of all things football. The man who fathered your whole life and your whole style.
Word.
The exemplary immigrant. The noble Nigerian.
Yes.
The God.
The victim of xenophobia.
Durag Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes.
A snitch once told us that he once helped a stranded lady on the side of the road between Aliwal North and Craddock, deep in the heart of the Eastern Cape.
Mm.
Deep, Baba.
Yes.
And that in an attempt to show her gratitude, this young lady, who turned out to be an exotic dancer of tremendous repute.
Yes.
Offered him a lifetime pass into most clubs in which she danced. Can't end a sentence with a preposition. This would possibly... I didn't write the intro.
Yeah, no, I can see that.
This would possibly explain why he has made it his personal Mein Kampf to fight for the rights of exotic dancers from Polokwane to Neisner. That he is the erstwhile stripper whisperer, the erstwhile multilingual cunnilinguist, the man who spends his spare time tweeting Led Zeppelin lyrics. The God, Comrade Question.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you. Let's get on with the show.
Bulindela,
Bob.
Yeah.
We've got so much to get through today. We've got Leicester City. We've got Barcelona doping. We've got Bayern Munich doping. We've got Mamelodi Sundowns winning the title. We've got Pizza Musimane.
Mamelodi Sundowns doping.
We've got the Josie Cats. We've got Judge Mabel Jansen. We've got Mrs. South Africa semi-finalist Trice Mazwi, who will join us at around about 12:30. But right about now, let's get on with the show. Fans can tweet us using the hashtag TheFootballShow, or you can tweet us at FootballShowCC. That is on the tweener. Or you can call us on 0861.
You can find me on Twitter.
On Twitter. On Twitter. On the Twitter. Anyway,
Yeah, sorry.
0861-555-189 is the number that you can dial us and call us on. Hopefully you will answer. Alternatively, you can Facebook us or whatever you do on Facebook. There's a Facebook page, The Football Show, football with a PH. Remember that. Alternatively, also, you can find us on the Cliff Central WeChat ID right now. You can talk to us and see what happens. And then we also have a Periscope account, which we are not posting because it's ironic.
We're that hipster.
Right, ground rules. Durag Jesus.
Yes. Never ever break up, cancel dinner plans or any plans whatsoever with an Arsenal fan via text. You will trend on social media for years and will most likely see your friend on Arsenal Fan TV moaning about you and Arsene Wenger. What are you doing, blood? You cancel plans via SMS.
Mans.
I don't deserve this, blood.
Mans, I'm supposed to come to you tonight, fam.
I don't deserve this, blood.
You can't.
What are you doing?
Fam, what
you are acting like Wenger.
Like Mugabe.
He must go. What are you doing, blood?
Fam. What are you doing, fam?
What are you doing, bruv? Mans and them.
All right, let's kick off with the EPL. West Ham 3, Man United 2. Martial arts, not enough, eh?
I'm broken.
Martial arts.
I'm broken.
Not enough to give Man United a victory over a determined West Ham side. West Ham had actually won none of their past 11 games against Man United. Did you know that, Durag?
I'm broken. Let's move on, please.
No, I don't want to move on. I want to speak about this.
I'm broken.
No.
I'm broken.
So is this a fitting... Actually, let's talk about the crowd trouble outside the stadium before the match started.
I don't want to talk about anything.
No, you can't do that. Just because your team lost, you don't want to talk about things.
I'm not talking about
I'm
broken.
No. No. How does chaos hit? No.
No, I'm
no.
I'm done.
No.
I'm done with football.
No.
Till next season.
Fam, this is a football show. We talk about football.
I'm not talking about United. Sorry. I'm done.
Duncan, do you want to talk about Man United, seeing as Durag Jesus does not want to talk about Man United?
No, no one cares about what Duncan has to say.
We care about what Duncan has to
no,
say.
No, we don't. Only the Uzi store cares about Duncan.
Duncan, did you hear that? The Uzi store?
Nah, I can never speak about Man United, dude. I'm a Man City fan.
Oh, yes. You still think they're going to win the Champions League?
Yeah, we won the Champions League. Didn't you see, bro?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Beat Real Madrid 1-0.
Yeah, we were watching different games, fam.
Yeah, blood.
Yeah, blood. Yes, blood. All right, so here's what I want to ask you, Durag Jesus, even though you don't want to speak. Is this a fitting farewell to the bowling ground? You know,
fuck the bowling ground. Fuck the bowling ground. Thank you. Can we move on?
No,
Liverpool
2.
Liverpool 2. Watford.
No, but there's certain things that you're refusing to answer here.
I'm not speaking about Manchester United, West Ham, Van Gaal, or Anthony Martial.
But he's a good player.
Who we don't deserve.
You don't deserve Anthony Martial.
We don't.
I mean, that second goal was from an impossible angle.
Okay, it's enough.
It's not enough.
You can talk about it on your own.
Okay, what about Man United?
Don't make me storm out the studio.
What about Man United and Pigeon? That's a funny account.
This guy.
You don't want to talk about anything Man United related.
Yes.
South Africa and the world over, you can hear this. This is what
I'm,
is this?
I'm broken.
He's broken.
No, I'm going on strike. I'm done with Man.
But what do you think was going to happen? Like, you guys were going to win yesterday?
Man City Arsenal. Guys, tell us about Man City Arsenal.
Let's talk about Liverpool.
There was the ignominious sight of Arsene Wenger fist pumping after
Sanchez
a draw.
It's
celebrating mediocrity.
Celebrating mediocrity is what we are now. I think we've been that for the past 8 years or so. But goals from Sanchez and Giroud, Aguero and De Bruyne ensure that the Gunners and the citizens share the spoils at the Etihad Stadium. What is the way for... Actually, I want to talk about the disgraceful way in which Man City fans walked out on a manager who has given them 3 trophies in 3 years. Granted, they didn't get what they needed.
Man City fans have always been the... Wow, I was about to say something ableist. Man City fans are just classless.
Yeah, they're classless.
Completely classless. I mean, it's what do you expect from a dysfunctional club that is still... I think it's still surreal for a lot of Man City fans the level of success and
that
money that they have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because look at the Etihad on European nights.
Yeah.
It's emptier than movie cinemas on a Tuesday. Fuck, I went to watch Jungle Book yesterday.
Yeah. How is that?
It is such a loving, respectful, artfully executed, beautiful homage to a classic. It was beautiful. It hit all the right notes. It was it was amazing.
The graphics are amazing. And
forget that shit. Let's talk about the emotional aspect.
All right, cool. Let's talk about the emotional aspect.
Yeah, no, it was beautiful. I think it was well done. It was well done. I mean, everything was great.
So there were more people in Jungle Book than there are at the Etihad Stadium on European nights.
Pretty much, and there were six of us in the cinema. I kid you not, there were six of us.
Okay, so
if you ever want to have sex in a movie cinema, go on a Tuesday.
You go on a Tuesday.
Yes.
Is it cheaper on a Tuesday?
I have no idea.
In Zimbabwe, we used to have half price Tuesdays for Sterkinical.
I don't know, man. I always pay full price.
You always pay full price.
Full price!
Full price! Financial shame!
Full price for my strippers!
Full price for your strippers!
Full price for my strippers! Full
One
price
time for the blessers!
I wish.
Yeah, no.
Now I was busy haggling the price of a freaking Honda just now. Not a blesser.
No. All right, so Arsenal, Sanchez with a beautiful goal in the end, actually. And then Olivier Giroud ends his goal drought. I think there's our guest. She's in the building. But
is she as hot as everyone says?
Yes, she is as hot as everyone says. She's wearing like a sachet.
Where did you meet her?
I met her, a sash. She's wearing a...
If she was wearing a sachet, she'd be wearing,
she'd like, wearing like a packet of Vaseline or something. Okay, a sash. I met her at a organic farmer's market.
Oh.
Yes.
Organic.
Organic farmer's
market. Farmer's market.
Yes, indeed.
Organic.
Yes, indeed. Oh, there she is. Hello.
Hello.
You can. Oh, shame.
Have my seat.
You can have Durak Jesus' seat.
You're
welcome. Yes, indeed. I hope you guys can just give us like a break with like in the presence of greatness, man. Like your beautiful lady just walked in.
Can
we get some? Would you like
some?
Okay, all right. Oh, there we go. Right, there she is.
Okay,
there she is.
Hi,
Durak Jesus. Durak Jesus. Durak Jesus. Yeah, he's so overwhelmed by her beauty that he gave away his like real name. Right. Hi.
Yeah.
Hi, Tris. How are you?
Hello, handsome. I'm fine.
Oh, wow.
Hello, handsome.
Oh, yeah.
He's married.
Yes.
So am I.
Okay.
But I can still compliment.
You're both not wearing your rings.
Look,
it's a new trend.
Yes, it's not about
trend amongst cheating.
You marry with the heart.
Yes.
New trend amongst infidelity connoisseurs.
No, I've heard.
There's not even like a band that shows that you wear the ring. There's nothing.
Why are you attacking our guest the moment she gets into the studio? This guy is unbelievable.
She was like, "Hello, handsome." She's married. I feel for the husband, man.
No, even if he was here, I'm sure she'd say that.
No, she wouldn't.
But you're very handsome.
No,
yourself.
Don't say that. I have a girlfriend. Thank you. As far as we're concerned, I'm ugly.
Anyway, hi Tris, welcome to the football show. Thank you for coming on to the show.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for having me. I am very excited to be here.
Yeah, so are we actually. As clearly someone is very excited, he forgot to like not give you his real name. I just want to check, what is this WeChat? We have a WeChat from someone. I don't know what it is, what it says. It is from Dre. Ray says, Arsene Wenger does not want to quit. I'm so annoyed. Wenger is like the guy who vomits on the dance floor at the club but still doesn't want to go home. Yes, earlier in the evening, you did successfully do the slicer, but your time is over and you are drunk. Go home, Arsene. From Andre in Florida. Thanks, Andre. You see, Durak Jesus, we've got people listening in Florida. Anyway, actually, let's just hold off everything.
We're international.
Let's hold off everything and just make this show about Tris right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do that. Like, we've got loads of questions for you. Like, you have no idea.
I hope I can answer all of them.
I'm sure you can. I'm sure you will.
Okay.
So tell us, who is Tris Mazui?
Wow. Yeah. Tris is this go-getter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Unconventional.
Oh, yeah.
Trendsetter.
Oh, yeah.
Visionary.
Trendsetter, mm-hmm. definitely, because she's wearing a fur gilet in this heat.
It's cold outside.
Why are you wearing a jacket?
No, but this is wool, so it's breathable.
And it's sleeveless, right?
But,
so
but,
it's
but
fashion.
That's fur.
Yeah, but it's still sleeveless.
Why are you attacking our guest? What is wrong
I'm
with
not
you?
Attacking.
I know.
Yes.
I'm not attacking. I said she's a trendsetter.
Duncan, what is going on here?
I'm not attacking.
I don't know. I think Greg is in love and in denial.
I think he's in love, but he's in denial today. Yeah.
Oh, we'll
yeah.
talk about it after the show.
No,
yeah,
we're
yeah,
not
no,
talking
definitely.
About
off air, off air,
we are not
off air.
Talking about anything.
Yes, we are. We are. Anyway, so yes, you're
so
telling us about
this. I'm a very serious girl, but as you can tell, I have this other fun side of me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
she can take a joke.
She can take a joke. Yep, yeah, she can.
And I'm very passionate about health, organic living, fitness, natural therapies, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm into men that take care of themselves and
indeed.
Look good.
Indeed. That is
and
a good thing, yeah.
especially into women that
yeah.
look after
equally
themselves.
As good.
Yeah. And take care
okay.
of themselves. Yeah.
So
he
tell
runs
us about
40
what,
kilometers a week.
Yeah, I run quite a few kilometers a week.
Yeah, yeah.
What is
wow.
Mrs. South Africa? Because I remember when I met you and you were like, Miss South Africa. I'm like, oh, do you mean Miss? So it's Mrs. South Africa.
Yeah,
so
I know.
What is Mrs. South Africa?
All right. So Miss South Africa, we all know it's about your body, how beautiful you look,
okay.
and hopefully some brains in there.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, yes. I've watched some YouTube questions and some of them are interesting. So it is not so much a pageant mm-hmm. about beauty and being young. Miss South Africa, you're required to have a perfect body, not having had kids.
Oh, you're not doing too bad, you know, body-wise.
No,
know,
no, no,
yeah.
my body's
yeah.
quite good.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you very much.
Fire. Fire, mixtape!
Fire.
All right, so Mrs. South Africa isn't so much about how you look.
Yeah.
And how beautiful you are,
yeah.
how breathtaking you are. It's mostly about the life journey, your soul purpose, why you're here as a human
okay.
being, and what have you got to offer as a human being and as a matured woman
okay.
to South Africa. So you basically become an ambassador.
Mm-hmm.
Hence, our Mrs. South Africa is now Mrs. World.
Yes, I saw that. She's now the Mrs. of the world.
Yeah.
yeah.
So she's her campaign is very close to my heart. Is anti-bullying,
okay.
which is basically teaching children how to love and accept each other
mm-hmm.
and not break each other. Mine, on the other hand, is
organic living.
Living,
yes.
Food at the moment, we all know, is toxic. It's poisonous. The fruit does not look, taste, or have any nutrition as it should.
Yeah.
And I'm all about that. Busy with the Department of Agriculture, producing organic food for South Africans.
Okay.
And I'm busy with the Department of Education as well,
mm-hmm.
Trying to get meditation into schools. I mean,
are you working on
mind is power?
Are you
meditation?
Working,
yes.
Yeah. Are you working on a cocktail of swag that is both nutritious and good for your image?
A cocktail
Me.
Of swag.
Yes. Are you guys working on that? Because you should be.
I am.
Yeah.
I am. Yes.
Just talk to Dr. Motsoaledi. We need a swag cocktail.
A swag
yeah.
cocktail,
which is both nutritious
yeah.
and also good for your image and back balance.
I think you should check out my Twitter and my Facebook.
Yeah.
You should find all of that.
And find
there.
Some swag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, definitely.
And
so
it is about empowerment
mm-hmm.
Of women. I'm totally empowered. I mean, here I am now, able to, you know, share what it is that I'm going to contribute to South Africans.
Okay.
A mind is a powerful thing. You are talking into this huge mic. It started in somebody's mind,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
if this
yeah.
mind is so powerful, we should teach children to use this tool at a very early age.
Indeed.
Word.
Indeed. Word.
Yeah.
Word.
Because children are essentially like fools.
So it's not just like a beauty pageant for hot cougars or anything.
No.
No.
Well, yes.
No.
It's not like.
Well, it is a
look,
beach,
all the girls are supremely hot.
Yeah. So it's like. So it is. Well, yeah. I mean, we have you here, but I mean, is,
wow,
is it like?
You.
Is so it's like for cougars. Like. Is it like a blesser?
For blessers.
Is it blesser?
Do you guys have Ben 10s?
I don't. And
personally, you don't.
No, I don't. Yeah. And I don't think there's anything wrong.
Are you against it? Or you don't think there's anything wrong in...
Look, let me give you my view.
Yeah.
I think bodies are just ages and numbers are just bodies. Yeah. And humans do whatever they like with bodies and numbers.
Philosophy. The football show. It's a philosophy. Do like Jesus. Bodies are just ages and ages are just numbers.
She's not a gender. She's an experience.
I am. Word. I am.
She's not a gender. She's an experience. All right. So it's not a beauty pageant for cougars.
No.
Do you know anything about football? Because that was one of the reasons
I do.
Oh, really?
I do. Oh. I do watch football with my man.
Tell us more about that.
How long have you guys been married?
We've been together for 20 years. Marriage 15 years this year.
How have you been with anyone for 20 years?
He should marry me again.
Oh, well, really?
Yeah.
You've been with your wife for 10 years.
Yeah. 10 years.
So
now,
you're approaching.
Yeah,
well, look,
it's good, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's wonderful. Yeah. So tell us about football, love, life, husbands, children.
Children. Yeah. Well, let's talk about my man first. I watch football because of him.
Yeah.
I'm not technical in football. I watch it because I want to bond with him.
Okay. Aww.
Do with him what makes him happy.
Are you listening?
Yes. Are you listening? Is anyone out there listening?
Are you listening?
So, yeah, he loves Arsenal and obviously...
Yes.
He loves. So he's obviously a very patient and loving...
What did you say, Duncan?
He's obviously very patient and understanding.
He's also obviously very passionate as well.
Because he supports Arsenal and Arsenal fans are used to losing. So he's...
Oh,
he's
my
No,
word.
Come on. That is a recent phenomenon.
No, since 2004.
That is a... We won the FA Cup last year.
It doesn't count, my guy.
If you win the FA Cup this year, it won't count.
It won't count.
What do you mean, won't count?
Yeah, Manchester United, not Arsenal. Eh?
Is it?
There's a level. FA Cup is just, it's a cup of tea.
This guy is unbelievable.
So he's a very passionate, loving man.
He is. He's a very passionate, loving man. He supports me. He can handle all of this.
Oh, he can handle all of this.
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't think
this was
this
family show.
This is not a family show, actually. This is the furthest thing from a family show. So tell us about your journey throughout the pageant and how you've... So is it over? What happened?
No. It's just starting, actually. Okay. Last week, we were at Empress. They selected us, 25 out of 100 ladies.
Okay.
75 beautiful, powerful, intelligent...
Cougars went home.
Driven ladies went home.
Cougars, hot, older women. Just... Are you guys listening? There were 75 hot... Elder women at Empress Palace.
Married.
By a blesser still. Anyway, yeah. So
we tend to forget that married people are the best blessers.
They're the best blessers, yeah. Married people are the best blessers. Yeah. Apparently.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
No, they're the best blessers. Everyone knows.
Okay, thank you.
You know, because instead of tuition, they're buying cars.
Don't you love cars? I love cars. Who doesn't love cars?
I don't love cars because I've been driving the same car for about 7 years.
Oh, you should love cars. They get you where you need to go.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big thing.
Is it a big thing?
Yeah.
It's a big thing?
It's a big thing.
Do you drive a blesser car?
She drives a blesser car.
What car do you drive?
She drives a blesser car. Yep.
Am I allowed to say that on air?
I don't
think so.
No, come on.
No one will ever know what you look like up until we take photos.
And they watch the pageant. What car do you drive?
A Range Rover.
Oh my God! If blessings on blessings, I feel blessed. Wow. Okay.
Durek Jesus out here talking smack, and he just got shut down.
Wow. Okay. No. That. Wow. Okay. Okay. Yes.
We've got a question for Tris on our WeChat, and he says, "Question for the
can
lady:
I give you my business card?
What's the greatest gift a woman can give?" To her man.
Mm. Wow. Yeah, that's a beautiful question.
Yeah.
Anal.
I think
anal.
I think allowing him to be whoever he wants to be. Let him go wherever he wants to go.
Wherever.
Yes. Because when you hold on to a person, you make them want to break free. Who wants to be a prisoner?
Nobody wants to be a prisoner.
Let them explore everything they want to explore, because
everything?
Everything.
Within
respect of me. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Within the respect. Okay. I still need to be respected. I'm talking about him now with assuming that he's a decent guy.
Okay, assuming. Right? Yeah, yes. That's a good assumption.
So
most guys are decent.
Yeah, I think allow him to explore life fully. Okay. Yeah. Huh. And then obviously open up and talk about the things that you're uncomfortable with, but don't cage him in any way.
No, that is beautiful. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. Are you listening?
Wow. all these subliminal shots.
Okay, so you're still telling us about your journey, but like we have so many questions, so like
you can just
keep going, just keep knocking yourself
right
out.
So Mrs. South Africa is about women empowerment.
Yes.
So they select based on what is it that you think you can offer South Africa that is not currently here.
Okay.
Right. And so, and also whatever your vision is needs to extend beyond the borders. I mean, you have to be able to be Mrs. World and also influence the world equally. Hence me being a trendsetter, being a visionary, I want nutrition and life and organic for life.
Organic.
Right.
Yeah.
If food is poisonous, we all going to die.
Basically.
Things like, that cause cancer are food.
Yeah.
And cancer is now killing every third person.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh wow.
So we need to stop. We need to say, I don't want to eat this. I want to eat what is going to build my body and sustain humanity.
So basically, you don't want people like Durag Jesus who have brownies, M&Ms, and Whispers and custard for breakfast.
I love everything that you just said. I want to eat everything that you just said.
Really?
Yes, because it's a treat. I should have it as a treat, not as my daily nutrition.
That's sort of like my diet. Like a lot.
All right, we need to talk.
We need to talk after this.
Very self-destructive.
Self-destructive eating habits.
Yeah, self-sabotage. You want to kill yourself?
Maybe it's an extended suicide note.
Deeper.
Maybe there's some deep-seated issues.
I get that. I lived on chips and chocolate for a while.
Mm. Wow.
And
slap chips or like crisps?
Yeah. No, crisps.
Okay.
And slop chips.
Okay.
All chips. I like all chips. All chips.
And obviously, as you can imagine, a lot of my cells didn't get nutrition because food is medicine. It's nutrition to program your body to function well.
The right food.
Mm. Right.
Mm. Yeah.
If it doesn't have hormones or it's not on steroids like the bananas lately. Right.
Really?
Bananas on steroids?
Bananas on steroids?
You haven't seen how big they are?
Big bananas.
Yeah, but we're in Africa, man. We're in Africa.
Are we still talking about bananas?
No, we're talking about edible bananas.
Some have been.
Oh, guys, I'm a lady. Watch it.
Edible bananas.
Okay, okay. The fruit.
Have you read articles? Apparently, the banana as a fruit might be extinct by 2018.
Extinct?
Yeah.
No. Why?
More bananas. There's some disease that is threatening the world supply of bananas.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that goes for a lot of fruit right now. I mean, now we have seedless grapes.
Yeah.
I love seedless. Don't ruin this.
So our great-grandchildren are not going to see grapes.
We'll make them in a lab.
Like seedless watermelon. No, please.
Now you are not talking to me because I don't like any of the stuff you just said.
But if we make it in a lab and we
then it's genetically modified.
No, but what if we wash our hands before making it in the lab?
Does genetically modified necessarily mean it's bad though?
No, not all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. True. There are food that are genetically modified that are helpful to the body.
Yeah. Mm.
But there is food that is genetically modified and harmful to the body.
Okay.
So the information in the food is meant to heal certain parts of the body. And the body recognizes it when it comes in as that's a carrot. It's going to help me with my eyes, for an example. Mm. Yeah. But if a frittata...
I eat lots of carrots.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's good for many things. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you can check that out on my Twitter and my Facebook.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I hate carrots.
Okay, we all like different things.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a frittata, right now they put fish cells in tomatoes to make them big, red, and
fish what?
Sit on the shelves for longer. Fish cells.
Fish?
Yes.
As in like sharks?
So it doesn't become a tomato anymore. It becomes a frittata.
Is there any regulation in South Africa regarding GMO products?
We're working on it. We're working on, there is, and this is still work in progress. We're working on the Germans to bring in their organic standards and help us start.
Which retailers sell frittatas, if you don't mind?
Oh boy, I can't go there. I don't want to be sued, okay?
So everyone.
But if your your tomato looks weird, it is weird.
I don't understand these guys. Woolies won't sell condoms, but they'll put fish cells in tomatoes.
Do they?
They don't. Yeah, yeah. No.
I've seen their tomatoes. They look.
So yeah. Here on the football show, we pride ourselves on important everything. Philosophical questions and basically being experts at everything.
Yes.
What is your stance on selfies?
Ooh, yeah. I hate selfies.
What?
I do.
How are you modeling and not liking selfies?
I know it's part of my job, yeah. but they are so unreal.
Really?
You basically need to take about 50 before you get the right one.
Oh, indeed.
It's tiring. Mm. It's not real.
Yeah.
But if people want to see what Tris looks like right now, Tris is going to take a picture and send it out there.
She speaks about herself in the third person.
I'm a soul having a human experience.
Yeah, you're a soul having a human experience.
Yes, sir.
Oh my God, there's so much power here. Strength, wealth, financial shape, Range Rover. Hello.
Organic.
Okay, so who did you first inform in your family? Like, you know, like, You decide that, do they come and pick you for Mrs. South Africa, or you just decided that, look, I want to be Mrs. South Africa?
I want to do
Mr. Africa offices
and big things, yeah, right? Yeah. So I want to network with the first ladies of different countries.
Mm-hmm.
I want to network with the queens of different countries.
Word.
Yeah,
word. I want to talk to them. I mean, right now, organic is 10% of the world. So everybody's self-destructing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in order for me to knock at the Buckingham Palace and say, I want to speak to the queen, I need to have a crown on my head myself.
Yes.
Mm. Mm. So this is why I entered Mrs. South Africa, inspired by a loving friend to go, you know, reach for my dreams. They look very out there.
Was
right
this
now.
Loving friend a former contestant?
No. She's just a lady. She's available, by the way. She's not married.
No. I'm not asking.
No.
I know you're married.
Are you
I'm
hearing
just
this?
It out there.
The listeners. She is a friend.
She has a friend. Is your friend open to blessers or open to blessing?
She's probably a blesser herself.
Would she bless people?
She does.
She does bless.
She's
okay.
Amazing, yes.
Okay,
she's amazing.
I have a list of suitable candidates.
Blessies.
You know what's strange? Funny enough, I think in 2013, one of my clients was a contestant on Mr. South Africa.
Really? Was she hot as well? Was she like a
cougar? Yeah, tall, like 6'2".
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Beautiful height.
Yeah.
But I can't reveal who she is because you people will know.
Okay, so who's your favorite footballer? Like... If you think, if you were to like immerse yourself
Steve
in football
Lecolea.
Culture, who would be your favorite footballer, like in the world?
Who's your favorite footballer?
In the world?
Yeah. Let's start locally.
Yes, locally?
Yeah, locally.
Oh, okay.
Lefatu Tulupa.
You know, do you guys remember Dr. Kumalo?
Yes, of course we remember
Dr. Kumalo.
Yeah.
The God. We're not that old or young.
Yeah, we're not that young.
I liked him and the way he played and the way he had power. Over women.
Oh!
Did you have a poster of Dr. Kumalo on your bedroom wall?
No. I didn't.
Did you have a poster of him in his Iwisa jersey? Like?
No.
What makes a good footballer for you? Looks are clearly important.
Power. When you have power, you're able to perform better.
Yes.
When you get love from your audience, you're able to play better. Mm-hmm. If you get more vibration sent towards your direction,
vibrations, you
get to perform better. Word. And I think that helped him a lot.
Really?
Knowing that he's getting
adored.
All the love
and the attention.
Yes.
But like, what if vibrations are so good? Why are football players banned from like? Taking their girlfriends to camp and their wives.
And having good vibrations.
Yeah.
No. We're talking about different types.
Vibrations. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, right.
Okay, sorry.
Yes, ones that we send from a distance.
Okay. What about energies?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yes.
You get positive vibes, you get energy.
Mm. Blessings,
I mean,
blessings.
When we are inspired, we are powerful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's the most beautiful footballer in the world? Man or woman?
Man or woman. Most beautiful footballer.
Wow, that's controversial.
Mm.
But for Tris, who is the most beautiful footballer? For you, who is the most
Messi.
Beautiful? What?
No.
What?
Facially. Not style of play.
Beauty to me has got nothing to do with the body.
Oh my God. You're just
But his energy is dark and disgusting.
He's got tattoos and he doesn't pay taxes.
He doesn't
Who
pay
said tattoos depict you to be dark?
No.
He doesn't pay taxes.
No, the problem with him having tattoos is he can't donate blood.
And that's already bad.
One,
that's
he
bad
was involved idea. In, he was implicated in the Panama,
in the Panama papers,
papers. Involved in tax evasion. Has been rude to coaches. Bullies younger players.
Teammates.
Defies authority. Yes, teammates.
You are so judgmental.
We don't like people with bad energy like Lionel Messi.
He has dark energy.
What is bad energy? Okay, let's talk about that.
Lionel Messi has got dark energy.
What is dark energy?
Black. I can see black around him.
I can see his aura whenever he's on
the field. Breaking laws.
Breaking morals and laws.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. He once drank a Coke when his coach told him not to.
Imagine. Is that a bad thing?
It is a bad thing because he did it in front of the whole dressing room.
It creates a bad vibe in the dressing room.
Yeah.
Okay, I see where you're coming from.
Yes.
Now, look at Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yes.
Washboard
beautiful
abs.
Man. Beautiful man. 6'2".
He is so about conscious body? About his body.
Yes.
He's so conscious about
that his
body.
That his spirit is clean.
No,
as
no,
well.
Not just that. He's so conscious about his body that he didn't have sex with someone to have his baby.
Yeah.
He is that
had
beautiful?
It extracted. Yes, he had it. He had it extracted and planted in a surrogate so he could have his child.
Yes.
He donates money.
He donates blood.
Blood.
Mm-hmm.
You everything. Love all of that?
Yes. We love all of that. Okay. Yeah. He's got no tattoos.
No tattoos.
Okay.
So he can donate
by the
blood.
Way, let me just clear this.
Yeah. Mm.
Tattoos are an expression. And they don't depict the soul in any way.
No,
because
they're
on
true,
the body.
True,
yeah,
true.
Right?
No, like, so, he has lots of tattoos. He's a good person.
You see?
But
yes.
He's just a football show presenter. He's not Messi with millions of fans. Messi's blood could save
is
lives.
It's tainted by that.
No, could save lives.
That
but not,
ink.
Exactly. Now it's tainted.
But
he can't
now.
Yeah.
He can't now.
All right, let's leave him alone.
Yeah, let's leave him alone.
Yeah.
The most controversial... Not even Olivia Giroud? Please, I need to show you a photo of
beauty
Olivia.
Is different for all of us.
Okay.
Right. I did say.
Sonia is one of our favorite listeners. And Sonia says, guys, Tris just endorsed doping, tax evasion, and short man syndrome of Messi.
Yep. You just,
no.
Yes.
No. I was asked what I perceive to be beauty. What we do
will
is not a reflection of who we are.
Oh.
If you are a reflection of what you've done... I feel so sorry for you. How many bad things have you done?
Bad human being.
So
yeah,
if someone murders, so if someone murders 5 people, what is that? Isn't that a reflection of his character? If he murders 5 people in
a
drunken rage,
I'm a metaphysical scientist, so I go very deep. I'm not on the surface at all.
So deep,
so deep,
so deep,
so deep,
very deep. Yeah.
So we could ask about his soul journey, his soul purpose. What did he come here to learn? And were
to murder?
Were those people soul contracts? With him?
Yeah.
Did they agree to play the game with him? I
don't
know.
Yeah.
Okay. I did
contracts.
Say I'm deep.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
very
yeah.
deep.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
very
yeah,
deep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you
look
have
very
any,
familiar.
I do.
She's a beauty queen.
No. Do you have a niece, sister or cousin called Tsulu?
I do. Tsulu who? Mosepe. No? I don't
Tsulu.
Know. It's Hulu then.
Oh my God. Tsulu's your... Okay. Small world.
How do you know each other? You guys can talk after this.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you guys can talk after this. You guys
okay.
can talk after
I'm
this.
I'm leaving.
All right. In the news, Louis van Gaal blames defeat at Upton Park on the bus attack as the team bus arrived. We've spoken about that already.
We are not speaking about Manchester United.
We're going to speak about Man United.
No, we're not going to speak about Manchester United.
I'll speak about Man United with
you
Chris.
Can speak alone. I'm going to leave the studio if you
Chris
speak about.
Will speak
I
about
will Man. Leave the studio if you speak about United.
This is.
If
terrible.
Anyone
Isn't this
speaks.
This is a sports show.
This is a sports show.
It's, can you be balanced?
It is a sports
but
show,
speak about his
but
team.
It doesn't have to be emotionally abusive as well.
Okay.
I plumbed the depths of despair.
Okay, fine.
And pain.
Let's
last
talk
night.
About Bayern Munich signing Renato Sanchez.
Financial doping.
Financial doping.
How do you sign Hummels, one of the most expensive, and Renato Sanchez
in the same day?
How old is Sanchez? 18,
18
years old.
Yes,
how much did they pay? 40
25
million?
Million.
25 million for an 18-year-old.
That's good money.
That's
good money.
But
that's,
has Renato Sanchez done enough to deserve a move?
They're paying for potential. And what he's displayed in his...
Is a lot.
Is a lot.
It's immense.
It's immense.
What kind of a player is he? Box to box? What is he?
Box to box for
a very
me.
Technical
he's technical, but I don't think he has the nous or the nuance to his game that you would expect. He's not... He's a down... get. He's a Matuidi, basically. He's a Blaise Matuidi. You know, overpower with... With
brute force and
brute force, his physicality,
yeah.
But also he's tactically aware enough to play that whole defensive role and distribute and move possession, recycle possession well.
Yeah.
I haven't watched him a lot, but what
I
I've
watched
seen,
him in 3 games. He's not
yeah,
bad,
what
yeah.
I've seen, he's not someone who you'll look to unlock defenses or do anything.
Did Bayern
that's really
need Mats Hummels? Is the question?
Yes,
they did.
Yes.
Okay.
Bayern's central defense is trash.
Okay.
I mean, let's look at who are the linchpins of Bayern's.
Benacia?
But he hasn't settled well.
Boateng,
error prone. He's just a fine boy. That's it.
He's just a very fine boy. Do you know Boateng?
No, I
Ghanaian?
Don't.
Ghanaian German.
He's Ghanaian German.
Yeah, he's a handsome
Boateng.
Guy.
Handsome guy.
Who else they have? Holger Bastuba, who's the world's most, it's basically the footballer with the most misfortune ever. This guy is injured every 6 months.
Yeah, definitely.
So who else they have? I mean, they've been forced to play David Alaba.
In central defense. Yeah. But he's done well. I mean, he seems like
But a top tier team.
That's Boateng right there.
Beautiful, isn't he?
Isn't he not a beautiful
man?
I did say I
need to know a bit more about him. Beauty to me has got nothing to do with the body.
What about the facials?
He looks okay. He looks like an African man.
Yes. Yeah, he's Ghanaian.
Right?
A big Ghanaian German man.
Yes. I don't know about beautiful for me.
Oh.
He's a beautiful man.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Born in 1988.
Yeah.
Young Benten.
No, 88.
Good for
is
the
not
young
Benten
ladies.
Yeah.
Is he not a Benten anymore, though?
I don't know. What's the cutoff?
I don't know what the cutoff is. 1990?
No. I mean, if a lady is 80,
mm-hmm.
a 70-year-old is a Benten.
Is a Benten, yeah.
So
what's
no
the cutoff for
no,
Bentens?
No, he's a toy boy, not a Benten.
He's a toy boy.
Benten is, you know, you need to be born in the 90s. I think 1992 is a cutoff.
But I've just made an example. I mean, my
but that's a toy boy, not a Benten.
Oh, is it?
We're looking for
a Benten.
Benten,
like
we have
like
a
baby.
Specific.
Yeah. All right.
And
then moving along swiftly, Theo Walcott is reported to be on the verge of a move to what's that place called? West Ham. Yes.
Why are you doing this to me?
Yes, because you're the.
Why are you mentioning West Ham? Why are you mentioning?
But they're not playing.
I'm leaving.
No,
the
but they're not playing.
Goodbye. You put some respect.
No,
you put some respect. You put some respect
you
on my emotional
trauma.
You guys
are so dramatic.
I'm leaving.
Drag Jesus is leaving the studio because I mentioned West Ham.
It was wonderful meeting you.
Yeah.
I hope to see you again. You are very intense.
Yeah.
No, and let's talk about beauty some
coming,
more.
So we'll meet up.
Are you really going to leave?
I'm leaving.
It's because of West Ham.
Like I begged it hard enough.
To all Football Show fans listening, that is Durek Jesus who just walked out of the studio because I mentioned West Ham. Anyway, I know Sonia and Koduwa Agyekum will be listening and the rest of the guys listening. Anyway, Theo Walker is reported to be on the verge of joining West Ham for a fee in the region of £20 million after a disappointing season with Arsenal, where he has only managed to score 4 goals in his last 32 appearances. Now, Tris, if you are paid to score goals,
mm-hmm.
and a season, let's say a football season has 38 games in a league, right?
Yeah, yes.
And you score 4 times.
Yeah.
Are you going to say you've done your job well?
No, it sounds terrible.
It sounds terrible, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Theo Walcott is your husband's team.
Okay.
Yes, he wears number 14.
Yes.
Yes, he took the jersey from Thierry Henry because he thought he was going to be the next Thierry Henry.
Yeah.
You obviously know Thierry Henry.
No, I don't.
Come on, how do you not know?
No, I did say that I wasn't technical about soccer. I'm technical about other things, though.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
What about Banyana Banyana? Do you know anything about Banyana Banyana?
I do. I'm not technical. I do know about Banyana Banyana.
Do you know Janine van Wyk?
Yes.
Our producer Duncan is. Can you hear the nonsense that he's talking through the microphone?
What did he say? I didn't hear him.
He says we must ask you about Banyana Banyana. If you know Janine van Wyk. Do you know Janine van Wyk?
I do. What do you want to know?
He says banana banana. What the hell is banana banana? He's a very rude guy. Please excuse our producer Duncan. he was dropped on his head as a child. So anyway, Michel Platini has lost his appeal in the International Court for Arbitration in Sport to have his ban from football reversed. He did, however, manage to get it reduced from 6 to 4 years. And upon hearing of this sad state of affairs, Don Gianni Infantino, the Don, the godfather of world football, said he's very sad and he feels sorry for his former boss. That does that for the news. Now we shall move on to our favorite segment, the Laundromat, where we basically discuss almost anything and everything. Now, I'm sure you live in South Africa. You know.
I should fit right in.
You should fit right in here.
Yes.
Right. Let's talk about Judge Mabel Jansen and the comments she made about black people. Basically, rape culture is a part of black people's culture. Black women, she's never met a single black woman who wasn't raped when she was 12. That's what she said. She did say that. She said she's never met a woman who's never been raped when she was 12, a black woman. And black mothers allow their children to be raped by their fathers because they have to. The fathers, every first time for a girl has to be with her father. I mean, I've got a WeChat comment here again from Yao Koryo Agiekum, or is it the same person? And it says, it turns out white women don't only clutch their handbags when they see black men, but they clutch their vaginas too. What does your guest think about the comments made by Judge Mabel Jansen?
Well, I imagine that she would have had some basis from somewhere to have come up with such a controversial, yeah, to say the least, yeah, statement.
Yeah.
But it's not true.
I
think that people don't just say things. They base it on something. So okay, we don't know what she based that destructive comment on.
Oh, but I mean, in a transformational society like South Africa, that they would, well, an aspirational transformational society, because that's what we're trying to do here.
Yeah.
Is, and, you know, the fact that it's a sitting judge who deals with matters of sexual violence and robbery. Do you think that those kind of comments are warranted and have a place in a society like ours, though?
Not ours. Not in South Africa. Yeah. It's very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Soweto in an era where there was hijacking and all of that.
Yeah.
It was quite rough, for us who grew up in that era. And it's you don't want to put a statement out there like that, because it will affect younger children. They'll start thinking that the world is not a safe place.
Yeah.
And that could affect us in many ways.
And I mean, it obviously affects other young white children, because that's, you know, from a person of authority like that lady.
Yeah.
And spewing garbage like that, to be honest. I mean, let's not, you know, let's call a spade. That's real utter garbage.
Mm.
And for someone in a position of authority to be speaking like that also informs a younger generation of people and entrenches these kind of stereotypes in their minds as well. And it's very counterproductive for the kind of place that South Africa needs to get to right now.
Yes,
it?
Yeah. And it could also, because of her position, someone might think that she's basing it on statistics, because she works, you know, in that
exactly
kind of environment.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's very easy for a young lady to actually believe, you know, that story to be true.
Yeah.
And no, I don't agree with her, but like I say, I don't know how she came up with, you know, with the statement.
The statement, yeah, neither do we. But anyway, so, you know, Wolf of the Week, she's going to be a puppy this week. She's a loser. And then Johannesburg has made history by being the first city with the first all-gay rugby club. The Josie Cats announced they went on a recruitment drive last week in the papers, where they were showing, the recruitment campaign caught the attention of the world when they used gay stereotypes such as fairy, fudge packer, and flamer in their promotional material when they were recruiting people. So, I mean, it's something that we've discussed on the show before about how there is this entrenched masculinity, or rather, I think to say masculinity is wrong. There's just an entrenched homophobic attitude in male sports. And we've been trying to say, like, when do we think it'll be okay to have a gay footballer come out? Because it's even strange that that's a discussion that, you know, you must think about, oh, when is it safe to say I'm gay in a dressing room full of other men? What are your thoughts on having gay footballers and gay sports people just come out and be open and be free about their sexuality?
You know, you're asking the right person.
Oh, okay.
Because I am a soul having a human experience.
Exactly.
I don't think bodies have anything to do with who we are.
Okay.
And with everything that we eat right now,
mm-hmm,
it's very possible to program a baby with more hormones of what they're not.
Yeah.
And it's possible to program with hormones of cows and everything else as well. So,
okay,
yes. So bodies tend to take whichever you know, form of nutrition or information you feed, mm-hmm, to it. So I don't have a problem with different types of bodies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with souls expressing themselves in different ways.
Yeah.
So it's okay to be gay, according to me, because
in football.
Even if it doesn't matter if it's football or not,
mm-hmm,
a human being needs to be allowed to be themselves. We need to learn how to embrace each other and help other people deal with their challenges. I'm sure it's not easy to be gay, right?
No, I don't know, but it can't be.
It can't be.
It can't be, yeah.
So instead of making it harder and more hateful, how about sending some love?
Yeah, let's send some love. Do you hear that? Did you hear that, Duncan? Send some love. But here's the thing. So it's all well and good for us to say all these things. And, you know, you have coaches from different parts of the world coming out and saying, no, you know, let's have gay players coming out. But especially in football and in European football specifically, where we looked at certain case studies, players feel more comfortable talking about this kind of stuff after they retire, after they leave the dressing room, because there is this entrenched, you know, like borderline, you know, masculinity on steroids that is in dressing rooms that,
yeah,
you know, they feel that the moment I come out and say that this is who I am and this is what I feel like and this is what I feel about, you know, certain things, I'll be judged and I'll be thought of as less of a sportsman if I say I'm gay, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And especially in a sport like rugby,
for example. So does that go for women as well? I mean, a gay guy is still more masculine than a woman.
Still, but funny enough, in women's sports, in soccer specifically, it's easy to be gay and to be a woman footballer.
And it's encouraged.
Yes. But so that's what I'm saying. It's really an issue and a problem with male sports, you know, and having to come out. And I think that's a subject that still needs to be addressed. But anyway, kudos to the Josie Cats, who have come out and say that they are an all-gay rugby club situated right here in the heart of Gauteng in Josie. I've got a WeChat message here from Koduwa. He says, so your guest is saying that we should let the gays just play with balls in front of our kids. Oh, that those are negative vibes.
In front of our kids?
Yes.
No, not at all. By the way, when he says balls, which balls?
I'll assume it's like football balls.
Then yes.
Yes.
They may play with balls in front of our kids.
Yes. I think that's what he was saying. Anyway, we move on to the last one. Azealia Banks. Do you know Azealia Banks? She's a rapper. She's always on Twitter and she's always complaining about something. So anyway, Azealia Banks went on a homophobic racist rant again last night, this time directing her anger towards former One Direction star Zayn Malik. The beef stemmed from what Banks felt was creative theft by Malik in a new video, the concept of which she felt that he had stolen from her. So I cannot repeat the things that she said here. But again, you know, homophobia rears its ugly head again, especially from celebrities. You think they're people who can restrain themselves, and you think they have PR people telling them what to say and what not to say.
Mm.
But you know, there you go. You find people like that, like Azealia Banks.
Or maybe celebrities are just human beings and they also have their own views.
Yes, but they are people that we should look towards and look up to. Anyway, let's leave those alone. And then instead of having a wolf of the week alone, we have decided that we're going to have a puppy of the week as well. And our puppy of the week is Amir Khan, who was knocked the F out by Canelo Alvarez after talking smack on social media about how he was going to bring the belts back to the UK in the run-up to the fight. I think you might have noticed that on Twitter. He was talking a lot on Twitter about how he was going to win the fight. But then, as you saw, he got knocked out. And then, finally, our wolf of the week, the biggest guy, is Pitso Mosimane, for being the first black coach to win two titles in the PSL era. Is that true, Duncan? It is true, hey?
Woo.
Yeah, so he's done well. So kudos to Pitso Mosimane for that and Fire Mixtape. That has been the football show for you today. Tris, thank you for coming through. Thank you for blessing us with your energy.
Thank you for dropping me in the deep end.
Not really the deep end. But yeah, thank you
but
so much.
But I had a lot of fun with you guys. Thank
we are usually much louder and much rowdier, but today you caught us on a good day.
Okay, thank you.
So it's been the football show. Be kind to strippers. All boobs matter, and may the swag be with you.
CliffCentral.com